We come now to our prayers of intercession. Lord of all, we pray for your church. We are encouraged by the new ways we have found to worship together. We pray that we may continue to seek out new ways of spreading your good news. We pray for our ministers as they support their congregations, and pray your strength upon them as they support those in distress. We pray for all the work of the church, and in the quiet we lift those things that have been on our own minds to you. Lord, we pray for the world, still a broken and needy place. We pray for all those struggling because of unemployment, those finding being isolated from friends and family very difficult. We pray for all of the situations surrounding the coronavirus, for those who are unwell and in hospital, for their families and friends. Lord, we also remember those other parts of the world where there is conflict, oppression and violence, for those displaced from their homes. And in the silence, we pray for those places which are our own hearts and minds at this time. Lord, we pray for those we know and love, our families from whom we are separated, for those who are unwell in body, mind or spirit. We continue to pray for Ali and her family. For those who are grieving, we continue to pray for the families of David, whose funeral was this week, and Fred, whose funeral is next week. We continue to pray for Louise and her family. In the quiet, we lift all of those who are on our hearts and minds to you today. Loving God, you are always by our side. May those places, situations and people we have prayed for feel your presence especially closely. May your wisdom guide us and your healing hand rest upon us, restoring us to wholeness. Loving God, we offer you these prayers in the all-powerful name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen. Let us sing together our closing hymn from Singing the Faith, number 531. What a friend we have in Jesus.